Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
It is what it is! Look at this shit, man! That shit poop! They're gonna be thirsty as hell!
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Did you know the WNBA is in the playoffs?
I got Emmanuel.
Yo.
I didn't know that. So
I didn't know either.
So I know their season is 32 games. So what is their playoffs?
Two games?
Hold on. Two games?
Probably about, if the season's 32, maybe 7, 14, 14, somewhere around there. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Lesbians put in work, though, man. Shout out to them.
Them lesbians put in work.
They're not all lesbians.
I mean, they're not all lesbians.
What?
I was talking to somebody, one of my friends recently, about the WNBA. I asked her, have you ever sat and watched a full WNBA game? She looked at me with the most serious face and said, why? I said.
But it's a lot of people that actually go. I remember. Kiwi used to go to a lot of them. When she was living here, I remember seeing on her IG.
She went to a lot of them?
I would see her there at the games a lot of
the
times.
Like,
not just watching, I'm saying at the game.
Yeah.
At the actual game. Yeah. So, I mean, and then when she would pan, it would be a bunch of people in there. I wouldn't say it was packed.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure they have fans. I mean, but
It does. I didn't hear anything about the regular season, so when I saw it in the playoffs, it kind of blew my mind. Like, oh, I didn't even know.
Did you think you didn't hear anything because you weren't checking for it?
But it's a lot of things I don't check for, and that I just, still see it. Like,
true.
Just how I just saw this.
That's very true.
But I just didn't even know they was in the
regular
season.
Yeah, I usually
season.
Know when the MTV awards are coming out, even though I haven't watched it yet.
That's very true. They have, you know, some type of programming to let you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I know preseason for regular NBA starts today.
Yeah. That's probably more entertaining.
I even know hockey starts, I think, next week.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch hockey, but I just know.
I meant to say this story last week. I went to a BET event maybe like two weeks ago, and I'm standing there, and I see, shout out DJ Damage, I see our homie DJ Damage in there. I'm like, oh, what's up? I'm catching up with him, talking. He's like, yeah, I'm waiting on my homegirl to get in here. I was like, all right, cool. So we're sitting there talking. And he looked at me. He was like, hey, do you know anybody worked the front door? Because I think she's having some trouble getting in. I was like, to be honest, no. I was a plus one. So I don't know anything about what's going on. You know, plus ones, we don't
what
have
What event
that.
Was this, you said?
It was for the launch of the BET BET app. I think it's BET, not Experience, BET something.
It's okay.
It's a new app. They have new shows and things like that on their app. And so I'm standing there. Then he's like, oh, there she goes. I turn. It's Melissa Ford.
Oh.
And she walks up. And, you know, she was in a car accident not too long ago. Don't look like it at all because, you know, she just. Because
she's fine.
Sheesh. So. She comes and she says, what's up, the Damage? And then he's like, oh, it's my friend Rome. And I was with my friend Destiny. He was like, oh, it's Rome, it's Destiny. And she was like, hey, Rome. And she leaned in and she gave me a kiss on the cheek. And
Melissa Ford gave you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know that I haven't washed that cheek in weeks.
Was it
so
like
it started to look raw.
The cheek
that's why.
Actually lip on cheek?
No, lip on cheek. Okay. I felt lip on cheek. And I was like, this is my childhood, like, dream. come true. Just a peck on the cheek. That's all. Yeah, I don't even need too much else. Like that's cool. No.
That's a blessing. I don't think you understand. Like if I was 13 that happened to me, I would pass out and come on myself all at the same time.
It'd be one combustible.
I want to ask you though, just to see how special this moment was. Did she kiss Damage on the cheek and Destiny on the cheek as well, or just you?
No, she. I think they had already. So she didn't necessarily, because I think they came in together. He just got in first, okay. So she was just like, "What's up to him?" And then she was like, she reached out to Destiny, gave her a handshake, and then I was on the offense.
Yeah,
I went
going
in
for the hugs
because I'm
smart.
I went in,
and
for
you're
the
a Southern man. Yeah. Southern men, we hug.
Went in for the hug, peck on the cheek. Life made. That was like this is.
I know
solid.
After she did it, you looked up.
That look off,
you know, the hugs and kisses. Well,
smile. Oh, like, nice to meet you.
Turn around like it's nothing, but in your head, I can't wait to tell him this story.
Okay, wait.
In his pants.
But like, she just still looks great. She just looks good.
Did
like,
she smell good?
Yeah. All just smell good. All that.
Did you taste her?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Like maybe a little scent got in the air. And
I should have wafted.
Yeah,
I should have wafted in there, but I didn't get a chance to waft.
Damn, you should have wafted.
And this isn't on our list, but this morning in the car ride here, we listened to "Can We Talk" by Tevin Campbell.
Yes, great song.
Phenomenal song.
Great song.
That would not work in the Me Too era that we're in today.
Why not?
He said, "Can we talk for a minute? I just want to get to know your name." After you repeat it twice, it's harassment in 2019.
Okay. How many times did you repeat it?
Like four throughout the song, but then also during the verses, he's like, "I started to write you letters," you know, and he's like, "Last night I saw you standing and I started pretending like I knew you and you knew me too. You going to jail."
He's stalking.
Yeah.
He's stalking. Yeah.
You going to jail. In 2019, you going to jail.
Well, they just happen to be in the same place like you and Melissa Ford. And that's how he saw her.
But he can't express that. He got to keep that inside because it's going to come out as a story of, you know, this man was stalking me. He said he started writing me letters. I don't know who he is. He kept asking me, "Can we talk?"
And see, this is the problem with niggas that just have mustaches. Like, you kind of come off perverse.
It's true.
You just kind of like, Tevin Campbell only had that mustache.
What about Garden Minshew right now?
Garden Minshew,
he doesn't look
perverted. Like he does porn
in his
backyard.
Yeah.
Okay,
he got a cowboy hat hanging up now.
He doesn't look perverted.
He looks like he does porn in his backyard.
But he's balling. What you're saying. Like, you can't have a stash and then say, "Can we talk for a minute?"
Hold on. Just because you perverted don't mean you can't be balling. Come on now.
Let's get it right now.
Let's get it right. Yeah. Just because you perverted don't mean you can't be great in your field.
That's hilarious.
We talked about Drake last week.
Yeah, that's
true.
Only you think he's perverted. I didn't agree with that one.
Man.
I didn't agree with that one. Not based on the argument we had there. You got to give me more evidence.
Yeah.
Man.
But man.
That's my argument.
But yeah, so let's get to this. This is a controversy that me and Cam have been dealing with for a long time now. And he gonna break down the story first, and then we'll go into it.
Right. It's just our generation and phones. I don't get it. I don't know if it's because since we're born in the late 80s, that we remember not having phones early and just not having certain things, so we appreciate what we do have.
Yeah.
Someone asked the question, would you FaceTime someone before going on a date or meeting them in person? And a lot of people said, no, I think it's invasive. Why? I'm not sure. And then other people were like, no, that's too invasive. I'm like,
that don't make sense.
If before I take you out on a date, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of communication.
Yeah.
We're going to talk several times before we get to the date.
So if we take it back to it without the phones, you meet the person.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'm sure you communicate on the phone.
Well, see, this question is before you meet them in person.
Okay, before you meet them in person. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so before you meet them in person.
Yeah, so
if it's an online exchange.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times it's an online exchange.
Which makes
sense.
So you're
talking in DMs.
Yeah.
Then eventually you move, let's take this out of DMs. Here's my number.
Yeah.
Now you're texting. You're talking.
Makes sense.
You may talk on the phone.
Makes sense.
If you have an iPhone, like, well, let's FaceTime.
Makes sense.
Especially if I'm about to meet you, why is that invasive? Like, I just feel like it's a natural progressive those of people things. Are, and I'm tired of these people who don't want to FaceTime. Get rid of the app then.
Yeah.
Get rid of the app. Who don't text back. Yeah. You have 100 messages unread. Get rid of texting.
Yeah.
Because you don't use it. You don't want it.
They out here with 800 unread messages.
It don't make sense.
Like, what's going on? People, what's going on? Why? What is it that it's a little? It's just rude. It's rude. I think it's rude. And we've been busy before.
I can be busy, but I'm still gonna hit you back in a reasonable time. I ain't saying you gotta hit someone back
immediately. Yeah, you
gotta
hit them back immediately.
But I'm not gonna have 800 unread messages.
No,
it's
never gonna happen.
That's about ego. Yeah,
that's an ego thing. You just like to see that number,
but. Our good friend Tristina was like, why? Why do you have to FaceTime?
She said, no, I think it's invasive. But she said, why? I'm not sure. So I can't even take that as a valid point because you don't even know why you think it's invasive.
How else do you get to, like, because we're humans. So I feel like the closest thing we can get to if we haven't met yet would be FaceTime to get emotions, to get...
A lot of people say they were saying in the comments it's awkward to face. I'm like, it's more awkward going on this meet the first time than FaceTime. If you FaceTime, then it's gonna be very comfortable on that first meeting, that first encounter. Now, if you have an Android and I got a iPhone, okay,
you might
but
might
we
not
both
be
got
able to.
iPhones.
Yeah, so
I need
to,
first
is out
I need
here.
To see make sure you real. I need to make sure you're real.
Yes.
That's one thing that you're not catfishing me.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
If you don't FaceTime, if we even take it there, if you don't FaceTime within the first 2 days, I can't
move. And here's
move
another
along.
Thing. What about the preliminary? So, like, you FaceTime. What if in the FaceTime you discover, ooh, it's something about this person I don't really, something I don't like.
Oh, that nose more crooked than I thought.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to go. You could choose, like, you know what? I did FaceTime. I kind of see I'm really not. But if you just go straight blindside.
Yeah. My question to them is when – he just say it off
he
the
just
walls.
Said,
he Michael Jackson. Yeah, he off the walls.
Could have a dick.
But
I mean, this is
what I was about to say.
He could have a dick.
What – I lost my train of thought now.
This is my biggest issue.
Yeah.
Why are you coming up with your train of thought? Why is it that when you're DMing somebody,
yes,
that's one level, and then the next level is texting them when
it's the same
it's
thing?
It's the same damn
no, it
thing.
Is. It is.
No.
Why is it the net? Why is that like,
because
you get your number, now I'm texting you. That's the next level.
No. The reason, I'll explain
you're still
it.
Texting.
Okay.
You're definitely still texting, but the thing is, I got to keep going to this app to check if you DM'd me or not when I'll just get a notification
for sure.
From my phone.
Okay.
Now, you may have notifications on for the DM. I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
But
yeah.
It's just easier. Now I can just communicate in the phone and I can easily get the, let me call you.
Mm.
Or let me FaceTime you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the way to kind of show you I like you a little more.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, like we've been vibing.
I want to give you less work for you to contact
and,
me.
But also, please. it's your personal number.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? DM is a social media. It's you can talk to whoever. But if I give you the number, it's like, all right.
I think my armpits.
You ain't put deodorant on?
I think I forgot.
Well, luckily, I don't smell anything yet.
Yeah.
I have a very strong nose.
Yeah.
So
I feel uncomfortable all of a sudden.
Damn.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Did you
I apologize for the fans at home.
Did you get a whiff of it or something? Did you?
Yeah, I just smelled a little something. I was like, what?
that'll help you stop.
That ain't me. It is.
Oh!
This episode is brought to you by a used Old Spice. What the fuck is this?
Listen, our producer Sue just
through.
Came through with the deodorant. That's it. Don't get more real than that.
I remember a time when black people weren't wearing Old Spice.
No, that's not true.
No,
my
that's
dad
not
wore
true.
Old Spice,
it skipped the generation for a little bit because it skipped us for a little bit.
Because
for old people.
I tried it, but I just didn't like the way it mesh with
yeah,
my,
yeah.
But then they came
me.
Out with Swagger. Is that when you tried it? The new ones?
No, I'm talking about early on.
My thing
my dad
is,
was using it. So I was like, I remember one time I ran out of deodorant. I went in his, all right, let me try this. And that day, I was like, I don't like this. Mm.
Old
like
Spice
that.
Had my pits itching. At one time in my pit,
that's when it's real spicy.
It'd be a little raw.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't like my raw.
Yeah,
like
I
raw
that.
Pit. I don't do raw right. pit. So I had
you
to,
like Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
you
like Brad
raw
pit. I like Brad Pitt. I don't like raw pit. I like pit bulls as well.
And my dad
not,
was
not
a
raw
savage.
Pit.
He used you know them spray can deodorants.
Yeah, like
I tried that at one point.
What
in middle
did they do? They
but it just feel wet. It just feel wet on your arm.
Damn.
I just lost hair as soon as I sprayed it.
You shave under the underarms?
Huh?
Do you shave under the underarms? Not really.
I mean, I trim it down, you know, with some clippers or something, but I don't shave it all away.
You never gave yourself a Brazilian under the underarm?
I like a little hair, man. Like, it just looks a little manlier. You ever watch the latest Man of Steel movie with Henry Cavill? You know, Henry Cavill plays him? They had a shot of him one time, and he had, like, chest hair.
Yeah.
Like, his shirt off. Mm-hmm. I was like, see, that's... You don't usually see that in these muscle-bound superhero movies.
They usually just clean.
Wolverine always had hair on his chest, right?
I feel like Wolverine, but he's known as a hairy man. You know what I'm saying? It's not like
you feel a little insecure if you go bald, like
completely.
Yeah.
I might depending on what type of shape I'm into. Yeah. I might look like a little guinea pig. I don't want to be completely bald.
Duh.
Like, you know, if I'm too skinny, I look like one of them hairless cats.
Yeah.
If I got some ass on me, I look like a guinea pig.
If I got some ass on me, I look like a guinea pig.
I mean, you know, if I'm in good shape, maybe. But I like the hair adds to the little.
Sometimes you don't have ass on you.
There are times that because it's fluctuating weight, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so sometimes you're a little thicker.
Sometimes I'm a little thicker, sometimes a little thinner.
You're thicker. Because I've been getting a little thick myself. That's why I'm asking from one thick man to another.
Yeah, it can fluctuate. How are you enjoying your new ass?
Listen, my thick journey has been fun. Like, I'm getting a little few more compliments, a little, look at your thigh meat. I'm like, I'm just trying to stay thick.
I ain't gonna lie,
here.
Though. When we were shooting the AB skit. I kept looking at it when editing, and your back looked big. Like, your back is more defined.
My back getting a little thick. So I'm trying to thicken out my whole backside from back to glute, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you just want to strong from back to glute.
Sound like
now, does that mean
back to the future? but back to glute. Podcast title on the running from back to glute.
I'm back for glute.
But yeah, you know, I think I've gained a little bit more confidence now that I got a little bit more glute. You know what I'm saying? Glute equals confidence. You walk differently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need some glute. What were we talking about before we...
FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime.
But it's more personal once you get the number. Now you know, y'all on another level than just DM.
Because
not everyone make it out
DM
to DM.
You.
Not everyone make it out to DM.
Gotcha.
It's hard to make it out of DM.
But yeah, me and Cam, we be baffled sometimes because we know people like be on their phone, and it's like if you know somebody for years, like if y'all have a genuine relationship, I feel like common courtesy is just to say hey, or I'm busy, or yeah, I get back to you when I can. Mm-hmm. But nowadays they just don't respond.
Another one is like if you take 3 days to respond, and you just pick up the conversation like you ain't been gone.
Yeah,
for 3 days.
Yeah, man. I had somebody hit me after a month and say, hey, I'm sorry.
That's like me.
That's like you
asking me something 3 days ago. Then I come in today and I just answer you. And I'm like, when you ask me, I walk away.
And then you come back and you're like, yeah, so then he ran across the street.
I'm like, what? I'm like, remember you asked me. That was 3 days ago. You know how crazy that would look in person?
Yeah,
that's
honestly
how it looks when you text me three days later.
Yeah, so, you know, I know we've talked about this a lot because we're just always – it's a science. We're just always confused. And that was really baffling to me. When Cam told me, I was like, why wouldn't you want to FaceTime the person first and foremost? I don't know. But moving on, you know who would answer you? Samuel Jackson, Alexa. That's who would answer you. So Samuel L. Jackson is, I guess, going to be the first celebrity voice on Alexa, and it couldn't be a more perfect – fit like to me because it just makes sense. Everybody, he has an iconic voice. He's gonna say a lot of curse words, and I think you can toggle between if you want the explicit language or not. But why?
What's
not?
The point?
You
gotta have picking Samuel L. Jackson if you ain't gonna use the explicit version.
You gotta
That's
have
the whole
explicit
point.
Version because it just no point. But I was thinking, are they gonna have like keywords from movies, or just gonna be like if he's just in like
I
Alexa?
I think it's gonna be like Waze.
Alexa.
Remember, like you can change your Waze to different voices.
Oh,
like
okay.
Mine used
yeah,
to
yeah.
be Morgan Freeman for a long
Duh.
Time.
Well, first time
that's
I heard
another,
that.
That's another funny one to have for if Alexa want to get
Morgan Freeman.
It's just funny.
I don't have an Alexa, but that kind of made me want one just so I could just talk to Samuel Jackson.
It's so funny, bro. I didn't know about
this. It's gonna rain, motherfucker.
Yo, they need a rated R version of that.
No,
that's what he just said.
Oh, yeah. It is rated R.
He said
you can toggle between explicit
really explicit or but I'm like, what's the point in not having an explicit
Samuel
Jackson?
You got to.
Unless you got kids, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I was trying to write a set based on how all women have kind of, or they discriminate all the voiceover people for just women. Because think about Siri, Alexa, Google, they're all female voices. But I'm just saying, the standard, the bass voice. Like, yeah, that's the one they promote.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's soothing. Because it's soothing.
Dudes can't be soothing.
Not a, I feel like you
what
could.
What you talking about?
Remember when we went to the when we went to the observatory and the lady was giving the space.
Yeah,
thing?
but
wait, let me finish. I went a second time and a guy gave it. It was not the same.
Hmm.
It was not the same experience.
Maybe the guy just wasn't that good.
No. As good he was great. Not to say
that.
And he had a good voice, but his voice, like her voice, was just soothing. It was just perfect for what we were doing.
Were you horny at the time?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was very I was very intrigued about what she was talking about. Space.
If a voice makes you horny. You.
I mean,
really
it can.
But we talked.
Like, they got sex hotlines.
We talked about her.
I guess so.
We talked about her voice though. Yeah, yeah. After that, that's how much of an impact. It was like her voice.
I can understand that because it's almost like how people listen to like either Rain when they go to sleep or like those like.
But to me, Morgan Freeman could do just that.
I feel like he could. I think but he also gonna make me
Neil
mad.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No, they gonna make me laugh.
No, it's gonna be soothing.
It's entertainment.
Neil deGrasse
Tyson
ain't gonna
entertainment.
Be soothing. That's gonna be funny.
It's gonna be entertainment.
It depends on what you're asking for.
I'm trying to think of a man with a soothing, just put you to sleep.
Yeah,
voice.
I mean, there are
David Attenborough.
I mean, well, yeah, I can see that.
But it's still gonna make me laugh.
Why?
Because I'm such a fan of him. I know I'm used to him talking about animals and nature. So when he's on here telling me about direction,
make at the zebra,
and that's gonna make me laugh.
No, for sure. I can see how to make it. But
David Attenborough.
So what you're saying is that. It's a discrimination that you need more men on.
Yeah,
I don't have an issue
we
with
need
this.
Get some love,
they
man.
Can keep it that way.
Nah,
for me.
Man. Nah, we need to.
What you saying? Men need equal Alexa too.
I'm just saying it goes deeper. What does that mean? We can't have soothing voices. I think some people do.
No,
have
for sure,
voices.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of times, some of the when you call in customer service is a guy's voice you're talking to. On the automated system.
Usually when I get the automated system, a woman, I feel like.
I
used to get, I don't use to get, you talking about like when you call like Sprint or like any like phone company.
I've had guys, like when I call, pay my phone bill, AT&T, it starts off with a man. And he's giving me what do I want to do?
And look at that, when it's something negative. Of course they're going to put a man on. when you got to pay your bills, it's going to be a man. Negative. Great.
We need equal opportunity voices out
here.
But Sprint is a woman, right?
Yeah, it is a woman.
Why can't we associate it with something nice?
David Attenborough and everything.
Hey, nigga, you ain't pay your bills.
That made
yet.
Me think about the automated two. Shit. Like, fuck automated systems in general. Because I just don't. I hate them.
Not all of them are bad. Not all of them bad. Like, one of the best things I heard on the automated system, I think it was Apple. They asked me, what type of music you want to listen to? First, they asked, do you want to listen to music? I said, yes. They said, what type? And I got to choose what type. I'm like, wow.
That's a poor.
It's not like, some of you know, most of the music be like really annoying. I got to listen to something I want to enjoy while I'm on hold.
See,
I'm like, that's smart.
I think that they're doing that as a distraction to get you.
Yeah, I don't want those distractions.
Smart.
I don't want that. Put me on with a real
person.
I want a human.
I want
a real person.
But look, once you have a company that big and the volume of calls that's coming, it's impossible to have a human.
Well, with the company that big,
automatically.
You can afford to have that.
That's what you think. And that's when you start complaining when it's like, I can't understand what this foreign person is saying because that's how they have to hire because it's so expensive.
Sometimes I take the foreign person.
I would happily take a foreign person. Because
that automatic shit.
You know what? I wish you have $1 billion company by next week. And
yes,
you're in charge of hiring and taking complaints from people talking about the automated system. Then you'd be like, I see why we have an automated system.
No, I'm
going to
be like, India, here I come.
No.
My customer service part of my company.
And then people
going to
complain about you taking jobs out of America.
Bali.
They're gonna complain.
Some of them I get it. They are decent, but overall they just not it because you got to hit one button. And that one button, you think you're going to a certain place, and you've reached the wrong place.
Here's the thing.
I'm like, come on,
the companies
man.
I decide to bring in my life, they have good customer service. You gotta reevaluate who you're doing business with.
No, they have great customer service. When I speak to a representative,
no, but I'm talking about before I even get there.
That's the thing. That's
not the ones I talk to. I can get there quickly.
I can get there, but I don't. That's it's an extra step. It's yeah, like me it's having to tell the manual to tell you. To, I don't want to do that.
I don't think
that.
Y'all getting how many people be calling
no,
a day,
I get it.
An
I don't
hour,
care.
A minute. That's the thing. You got
to
think about
they
that.
Need to fix I don't,
do you answer every call that calls you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm not a billion-dollar company.
This is my thing, and I would have it if I could. Right now, without being a billion-dollar company, I would have.
I have an automated system.
An automated system picking up for me right now. But I'm just
because if y'all have a problem with yeah. automated systems, never have an assistant in your life.
That's not automated.
What you mean?
No, she's not automated.
No, I'm just saying it's serving the same purpose.
But no, but
it's a step
but
to
but
get
she's
to
human.
You.
She's human.
No, but it's a step.
Or he.
It's a step to get to you. It's just a step that needs to happen
yes,
before it gets
but
to
I
you.
I can actually communicate and say exactly what I need. I can't do that with this automated system.
They don't yeah. always pick up. They go to lunch. Automated system don't go to lunch. They don't go to lunch.
Yeah, it just hang up on. I remember when I was calling the IRS and I waited for 45 minutes and they said,
"Well, look, yeah. wait. We ain't talking bad about it. Right.
Let's
just change that
right now. Keep it quiet right now.
Well, you didn't let me finish. No. I called the IRS and I said it's one of the greatest companies in my life. Is what I was saying.
I'm only scared of God and the IRS. So we ain't talking about IRS.
I'll never forget in the Batman the animated series, this Joker had this line in the show where he said he was talking to Harley Quinn.
Oh,
and she was like, Batman.
Oh, no, the girl.
Yeah, the girl. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Joker was watching something on TV about the government coming after me. He was like, and he started getting nervous. And Harley said, don't worry, it's not like it's Batman. He was like, Batman? I'm not scared of Batman, but the IRS. And then he just said that. I never forgot. As a kid, I never forgot. I was like, Joker's more afraid of the IRS than Batman.
Whoever wrote that episode was getting audited.
Oh, yeah.
So he put his pain in that episode.
But my IRS is different. I was talking about the internal, a real nigga service.
Oh, yeah.
It's two different. Yeah, it's a whole nother.
And they late all every month. Like, they don't check.
We will not talk bad about the IRS publicly.
Privately. But anyway, I forgot what we were talking about because they went on a rant. But anyway.
Alexa. Texan.
Yeah,
Alexa.
So I'm excited about Samuel. I want to hear somebody
more men
with it.
Like
and yeah, and Emmanuel said, get more men
opportunity. I do voiceover.
Voiceover's fun.
It's so fun.
McDonald's veggie burger.
Yeah, so McDonald's, they said after a nationwide pressure that they had to add a Beyond Meat. They're testing out the Beyond Meat veggie burger in Canada for 12 weeks, I guess, before they approve it to come stateside or disapprove it overall. And it's going to be called.
How great is that? That we could test shit in other countries.
In other countries.
Let's see if they die. If they okay, then we'll put it down here.
If they start passing out and growing extra legs, we don't need to bring that down here.
Oh, Canada broke out with something.
It's going to be called the PLT, the plant lettuce tomato.
Shit is so
and
stupid.
They said that. You know, this is a growing industry, so a lot of times companies don't have the means to have a separate grill for it, so it's still going to be cooked on the same grill as the regular burgers, but they're going to do their best, I guess, not to cross-contaminate, but they said, you know, this is a ploy, well, you know, Impossible and Beyond Meat, they're trying to come back climate change.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ground beef is like one of the main causes of the greenhouse gas emissions because the methane in cows' farts.
Yeah.
Is this damaging damaging our world?
Yeah.
So you know, it's just another step.
Fucking
but
methane.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
I don't eat McDonald's lunch that. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of McDonald's lunch, but I'm gonna try. I want to try all the veggie burgers.
Here's the thing: the Beyond Meat and the Impossible have been going at it too because Impossible is using a hormone, and Beyond is saying like, "Hey, we use pea protein." I don't even know what pea protein is. That could be a hormone for all I know.
And that's why it doesn't taste as good.
But there's some Beyond Burger that tastes.
Carl's Jr. Beyond.
It's solid. That one's solid. And I don't know if it's because of the way they grilled it.
Carl's Jr.
And I shitted on Carl's Jr. for a long time.
Let me tell you the story how it happened. I'm getting my hair twisted. I'm at Linda's place. It's late. Like when I get out of there, it's like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry. I said, let me just get some fries or something. So I know it was a McDonald's up the street, like right there. So I go, that McDonald's is closed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. So I got to make a U-turn to go home. When I'm making a U-turn, Carl's Jr. across the street. I'm like, Carl's Jr., man. Like, if I just go get some fries, it's whatever.
Hadn't stopped at Carl's Jr. in a long time.
Yeah, it's open. I pull in there.
Is that the one he used to call Butt?
No, that was Jack in the Butt. That's Jack in the Butt.
Jack in the Butt. But I see
call that Jack in the Butt.
Jack in the Box trash. So I see this big ad on the screen for the Beyond Meat Burger. I'm like, I'm hungry. Let me try it.
Yeah.
I try it. I come home. I'm eating. I'm like, this is really good. I like, hold on. Am I tripping? This is really good.
But were you really hungry?
I was. So then I told Rome about it. We went the next day. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I went about a couple more times. I'm like, this not gonna lie, I might really go today. Good.
It's now I'm talking about I want it. Because here's the thing. We are literally the guinea pigs of this whole thing. Because we have no idea.
Yeah.
We don't believe it's not good for you.
We have no idea what this shit is doing
now. Some of this stuff is being made in labs.
I might have a me walking around here now. I might have pooped out of me and he grew in the sewer because I ate
like us? Like us?
Yeah, like
us. You got a doppelganger?
I ate a burger. I pooped. He got in the water. He blew up like one of them. What's the
swamp thing?
Yeah. He walking around. Because we have no idea what this shit is doing. All we can do is trust what we read, I guess. And
oh shit, what if we're the because who did they say is testing what in Canada? McDonald's is testing Beyond Meat in Canada.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So what if Beyond Meat? Well, is not a Beyond.
They're testing the McDonald's veggie burger.
Okay, yeah. What if Beyond Meat is actually a Russian company?
Okay,
testing the meat over here.
Beyond Moscow.
Beyond Moscow. That burger cold as fuck.
Yeah. Beyond Moscow.
The Putin burger? That burger cold.
The Putin patty?
The Putin patty. The Putin patty?
The Putin patty.
Goddamn.
Beyond Moscow.
The Putin patty.
So what you saying
comes
is
with communist cheese.
In the meantime, we're testing it on
Canada. Yeah, that's how it works. Everybody just pass it down. We tested
Burger
out different markets.
Tested it out, but they tested it out where first? They tested it out.
Wasn't it like in
Texas? East Coast or something, or I think, before it was approved.
You know,
so everyone
like,
tested out in
it
different markets.
It just depends on where the CEOs live. they just don't so want they, it around.
Well, McDonald's from what? California, right?
I think so.
But they tested in, you said Canada.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
But you said wherever the CEOs lives, I would assume maybe they live in Cali.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's more so like how McDonald's was, because everybody, I think, did Burger King do it first or Carl's Jr.?
What? No, Burger King's impossible.
When they start doing all that, the fast food.
Well, Carl's Jr. was out before.
Okay, Carl's,
I had the
Burger King.
Burger.
And I feel like McDonald's is like that, like if Jay-Z, like, or that rapper that's really good retired and everybody else was starting to make songs saying that they was the best one, and all his colleagues was like, you know, hey, come on, McDonald's. You know, they out here. You know, they're talking about you.
But
if
McDonald's is Jay-Z.
But it was a
war between Impossible and Beyond to get this, because they know how profitable that is. That's like the golden one to get in the fast food game. If you got McDonald's.
So what do these negotiations look like?
So the stock for Beyond Meat, when that was announced, probably went up a couple points.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal.
It's like they got these companies have beef, but it's just plant based.
Shut up, Ron.
What?
Just shut up.
Dog. What?
Just
I'm making
up,
a point.
You making
he
a
hating,
dope.
Man. I
was making a pun.
It was a light pun.
It was light. That's what I'm saying. A light little jab. You know what I'm saying?
On, you expected more from it.
somebody get them got Paul Flart and them goddamn cows to spray some methane on this nigga's jokes. Spray that methane on this nigga's jokes.
But I still haven't decided which one I like better because Carl Jr. fucked me up.
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. Still Fat Burger.
Fat Burger is
number out of the ones
Fat Burger
I've tried,
is the one
out of the
I
fast
had.
Food
that's
chains.
A solid one.
That's my favorite.
Umami's my favorite one I've had.
Yeah, I was gonna say out of the fast food chains.
The fast food.
I didn't have the restaurant one, gotcha. But Fat Burger's number one.
Yeah.
Then probably the Carl's Jr.
What's up with Five Guys? Five Guys isn't you.
That's
Emmanuel.
I feel like they got to come with that, right?
I've been saying this
if they do that,
for years.
It's over.
I'm there.
I think it's over. I think it's pretty much over.
First, and I hope they get they need the Impossible.
If they get the Impossible, it's a wrap.
Impossible is perfect for Five Guys.
I'm there.
Because their sandwiches already look how the Impossible burgers look. So the first day. The first day,
then they're going to make sure they give you a mountain of fries. Mountain of fries. They just might as well just give you a bag because it's never – the fries literally
they put
pop
it in
the
cup.
The
they put the cup in the bag, and then they fill up the bag with more
with
fries.
It's potatoes just, on potatoes.
And see, I'm hoping with the pressure of McDonald's, they're like, all right, we got to get in here because the world's changing. Everyone's demanding from where they eat to have the plant-based options. So Five Guys. Come on, man.
How many years before – meat is back to a delicacy like the biblical time?
It'll never be like that.
Don't think so? No. It's not going to happen. Like, you know, how they used to bring, like, if it was like the king was.
I think the worldwide meat consumption can go down and will go down.
Yeah,
but I don't
sure.
think it'll ever get to just. It might be like people eat it maybe three times a week instead of all seven.
So you don't think it never
you know
comes?
To, like
it won't come to like once a month type of thing, like
it's a lifestyle.
Like, whatchamacallit? What's his name? What's the Asian guy going for presidential election?
Andrew Yang.
He was talking about making meat so expensive that we're forced to eat less of it. And boy, did he get! He was getting ripped apart.
Because it's a lifestyle, a lot of people think it is.
But it's just like, you don't want to even try that. Like, we're supposed to be a free country. We need to let people live how they want to live. But just make them aware and have the information out there.
And they choose
so
what
they
want.
Know how to do, how to move accordingly.
Power of choice.
I think there's a lot of times where you live. Like certain places, they don't have the options to have a plant-based diet from their from restaurants and stuff how we have out here. Like you can go to the grocery store and do it yourself.
Like Iowa? I'm just naming something random.
I'm just saying certain places, if I lived there, I may still be eating meat. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm an older generation that's not online and getting the information.
Yeah, yeah.
You just going to know what you know. Like my grandparents, it's hard to get them to eat healthy. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
They've been eating this for 70 years down in Georgia.
My granddad ain't got no teeth. He still be eating steak. I be like, dog,
I feel like your gums up. If you're 60 plus, it's pretty much over.
You've been doing what you're doing.
You live how you live. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, you don't try to eat healthy. He be like, nah.
But the generation
at least he'll die happy.
The generation to save is our parents, though. Our parents.
Yeah.
That's the oldest. You can go with trying to save them diet wise.
At least maybe.
Yeah.
And
my dad's older shit too.
And I'd be on him.
How old your dad?
My dad's 70.
Your dad's 70?
70, 72.
Damn. That's why you look old.
Yeah.
So
I have an old dad.
Because you came out old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You thought I was going to fight you?
Nah.
On that joke?
No.
You just knew it was a lame joke.
Not at all. I ain't got nothing for you.
Man, you better defend your joke.
I didn't have no comeback.
That's two jokes he done. Yeah. It's like playing duck hunt on Nintendo.
It is.
Your joke's flying out.
It is what it is. If your dad, because have you tried? Like, have you ever just mentioned to him, like eating?
I mean, since I was a kid.
Oh shit!
He tried to make my dad. Because my mom's a nutritionist. So,
but eating healthy when we were kids is different than what it is now. Because stuff they said it was healthy ain't even healthy.
That's true.
My mom was trying to get us to eat because she was saying this is healthy.
Yeah.
It's not even healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's better than what he was eating.
What was he eating?
My dad just eat chicken.
But fried or?
It don't matter. Just
chicken.
I know, but I'm saying, did he prefer it fried over baked or something?
What my dad would do is he would take a pack of chicken legs, put it in a container.
That shit.
Season it with some seasoned salt and maybe some lemon pepper.
Yeah.
Sprinkle a little oil on there.
Yeah.
Throw it in the oven. And he'll cook it, come out.
Fuck aside.
He'll eat that for 3 days.
No sides?
Yo, fuck aside.
Oh, he got to have a size.
Oh, okay.
He's the type, he needs a size and he needs food hot.
He like me.
Don't offer him a sandwich, though.
So
like he need a hot.
He's not like me.
He don't like deli stuff.
No.
None
no
of
cold
that deli
food.
Shit.
He
okay.
Needs hot food. That's all he likes. And
yeah,
my dad likes his lobster rolls warm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Got
my homegirl said her dad, if you put vegetables on his plate, he'll fight you. He want meat. He want like a side of pork chops. If he eating chicken, give me a.
Wait, what? Pork chops is not a side.
That's what, no, for him it is. He wants meat.
No. My mom tried to give my dad some vegetarian meal one day. She put it down. He said, "Where the food at?" He said, where the food at?
What was it?
Oh, my goodness. It was like just rice and vegetables. And he said, where the food at?
Where the food? Nigga, it's in front of
if
you.
If ain't no meat on there, where the food at?
That's funny.
What's
that's
his favorite
hilarious.
Meal? What's his favorite meal?
Meat. Like,
chicken.
Chicken?
He's right. Just a chicken, chicken man. That's it.
That, I mean, some people.
And ain't good. No stopping that now. You got 70 years eating chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't no stopping that. Yeah.
You are chicken.
Well, my parents do a little better. They got to listen. They get back on certain things and. We try to get my dad to exercise. He said I run, I sprint to the elevator, and I sprint back to the door. He said, that's my exercise.
That's what I mean.
I walk,
that's,
I do that.
That's
how old
start?
Is your dad?
64.
Okay.
64. 72. Slice is 57.
You got the youngest goddamn dad.
Yeah, Slice is
but
57.
But I mean, so he had you when?
He had me at 25.
Like well, I mean, the fact that you're 31 and he's 57, like, that's 57. A very small gap. So that and was 20, what would you say?
25. He's 25, 26, yeah.
So you were definitely a mistake.
I was a mistake? No. I
did he purposely have you?
Yes. No, he did. He had.
I don't think my parents purposely had me.
No,
I don't
my mom
know.
Said that they, because my mom was 22 at the time. No, because they was married. They was married,
okay.
So they,
okay,
they wanted
okay,
to
yeah,
have
yeah.
the family and all that shit. But
okay.
So you think
that picture you showed me? He didn't look happy in that picture. he looked like he was tired of you.
Kids a lot. I believe it. Yeah. Probably.
And he just smiling in the room, smiling a bit. But his dad is just done.
We seen a dad in the airport.
Oh my! Go ahead. I've never
in
my life seen a man so defeated. Like, I wanted to hug him.
I felt bad.
This man was by himself, two kids, and high energy, like 3 and 4.
With like
high
two
energy.
Luggages.
He holding luggage, and they just screaming and running around, and he's just looking distraught. He's looking straight ahead, eyes wide. He's walking like one step a minute, like he's
walking
just,
dead.
He's
type
just
of.
Walking like he's a zombie, like dead. Like his jacket's halfway off his shoulder. It looked like he's about to die. Like he's
no,
but what I knew that he was clocked out. His daughter pulling on, daddy. He looks down at her.
Look
she
this
asks
way for
him,
the camera.
She looks down at her. She asks a full on question. He just looks back up and keeps walking.
No, we were watching this like, yo.
No, I was like, he is done.
Yeah, he's
you know that
out.
He got his two. He got. His, that's snip. The man that's going through it. Yeah. He don't get no respect at home. He can't get no voiceover work. That nigga is just tragic.
He looks so like that. Shit look. I'm not gonna lie. It was funny.
I've never seen anyone look
never
that defeated.
Yeah, no, he was defeated.
No, he was done.
That's
he was
hilarious.
Done. He quit.
He was ready. I don't know if he was going to where his wife was, or even if they're together, but. He didn't see those kids for months after that.
The only person I seen more, he was the most I seen done. The second to that was when we was in the airport again, and that couple was arguing.
Oh,
and he told his wife, I'm sick of this. Meet me
He's
there.
Like, I'll meet you there.
I'll meet you there.
I remember
and
that.
And he walked off, and the whole time I'm thinking, I know they sitting next
I
to
know
each
they
other
next
on
to each
the
other.
Plane. So you're going to say, I'm going to meet you there.
And you got
to
get on the plane.
And here's the thing. It started from something
flight,
small. Because
go
they
to the resort.
They started whispering. It was like a whisper fight. And it got to the point where he was like, well, fuck it, I'll meet you there.
Meet me there.
Meet me there.
And he just stormed off.
The head.
Meet me there.
Meet me there.
Meet me there.
Meet me there.
And he, listen, this was a white guy, so he was white guy mad.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He
that,
was
oh, yeah.
shaking.
But
meet me
my thing is, you about to be
business.
On the flight in the same seat. And look, now look at it like this. Look at it like this.
Yeah.
You had that argument. Yeah. Look, you had that argument, right? You're the aisle seat.
Yeah.
Now she has to. She gets on the plane.
Yeah.
You got to move to let her
you
in.
You got to move.
And you may have to help her get her luggage
nah,
up top.
I'm not helping. He mad. He
but
not helping.
You
got
to move.
He got to move. He not helping.
What's funnier is doing it, but doing it mad the whole time. Get up. Look, he get up to let her in.
When you move, look. Now, let me ask you this. You're mad now. You told her to listen.
Baby, can you help me with my luggage?
Listen. listen.
All
right. You mad, right? You told your wife to meet you right. there. You told her to meet you there, right? So now you in the aisle seat. You see her come on. So she coming on. Now y'all said y'all not gonna help her with her luggage up top. So she's doing that by herself. Now Are you expecting her to ask you, excuse me, to get through before you move? Or are you just going to move automatically?
I'm not moving. I'm mad.
So bro. She has to ask you, excuse yeah. me.
Excuse me.
If this bitch don't say
but if she does it, you going to blow up again?
What, if she slide by me?
Yeah, without saying
excuse me. I'm going to be kneeing her and she goes.
But my thing is this. Once y'all get off, y'all got to go get luggage together. Listen,
we got to have a conversation.
Then you got to go to the resort together. Then you got to check into the hotel together.
But you, here's like, the thing. Here's what's going to piss you off. Y'all going to be riding, and you're going to be trying your hardest not to say
it. Yeah, you ain't going to talk.
But it got to start before
that. That's what I'm saying. But now, say you go through all that. Say you still, you help her mad, like you said. You do all that shit. And then the plane take off. And y'all riding, and you trying your hardest. You got headphones in.
Well, I don't expect you to talk on the plane.
No.
But I'm saying off the plane.
You don't expect you to talk. That woman is not riding.
Yeah.
I'm like, she is not riding that whole time. What's going to piss you off is you're going to be in the zone watching a movie and trying to get your mind off.
You're going to be trying to not think about this shit.
You're trying not to think of it. And you're going to feel.
Can we talk?
Now I know there's a lot going on.
No, as soon as she start tapping, that's when that blood pressure starts going on.
And you're gonna try to ignore it at first, like you ain't feel it. Like, yeah. All right, I'm just going. And she going. And you gonna take one. You gonna take one of these off.
What's up?
Can we talk about?
You can't blow up on the plane.
God, I don't understand.
You can't blow up on the plane.
But you're gonna try. Yeah, you're gonna try to be like, you know what? This right now, you know, this ain't the time for us to talk.
When is then? Because you got to.
I got to.
It's too much. Y'all too much involved.
But I'm
on
still
this
upset
trip.
Because now I'm cramped on this plane, and
I can't
get away from you.
What's your preference to start the convo again?
What's my preference?
Yes, let me get to that
because I'm.
When
not,
do you think you'll be ready? Because you gonna have to talk.
Let me get. To,
you know what? Honestly, if you give me the longest, honestly, I'll get over anything with a good night's rest. That's the longest it'll take.
You're not.
But I
say
I see
they're
what
going
saying.
Somewhere,
right?
They're going on vacation.
They're going
you
on
said
vacation.
It. Now you get on the plane. You're not talking. You got to go get your luggage together.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Bare minimum, even if y'all separate, she down there, you up here, y'all get y'all luggage. You got to meet to get in that car to go to the resort.
Look, you grab your luggage, you look.
You got to meet to go to that resort. Say if y'all still petty and y'all take separate ways to the resort. Y'all still got to get that hotel room.
But that don't mean you got to talk.
I mean, you know what's
funny?
That
don't mean you got to talk. Listen, the whole way there,
you ain't got to talk. If you really don't want to, you might be able to, when we get to the hotel and I... Let me get my zone.
But
we
why
can talk.
One person got the rental, but the other person got the hotel?
What you mean?
So that means
I'm
you got to talk.
No, I'm going to have the information.
I'm saying, she booked the car, so she going to get it. It's in her name, but you booked the hotel. So y'all got to talk.
But
because like when you get off the plane, all right, now you there.
I'm so mad
now
I'm you Uber. Be, now I'm you, so mad I'm Uber.
See, this is the whole thing.
But it, at depends least you got to tell her where to go.
It depends
she
on how.
She got to know. Get there. I'll meet you there. And now I got to stand by my
statement. Don't know
where
hotel because she just did the car. She just did the car. She don't know the hotels because she expected y'all to be together.
You know what it's about? It's all about commitment. How willing are you? How much are you willing to be committed?
I'll meet you there?
No, to being angry. Like, how long are you committed to being angry? Because if you're committed to being angry
this whole vacation. I'm not speaking from my... I'm speaking... I get over stuff. I'm speaking from this guy that looked like he was just...
He just
done with it. And what's the... Funny thing is, when you said the luggage, I just imagine he separated himself to get his luggage, and he picked his luggage up. But like you said, he got away from her. And so he's looking at it.
That's why it's even more of a
you know, that whole time, he's just thinking, come on.
And now she got me
now
waiting
she got
over
fucking,
here.
She can have me a bag of luggage she needs.
Like, why she got me? I told her not to.
We going for 2 days.
You start going through everything you hate about her. Wearing that goddamn eyeshadow. he fucking hate that shit.
That's
God
why
damn it.
It's in your best interest. Just to get, y'all just talk it out, because you don't want the whole vacation.
No, you don't. You don't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. At least by the end of the day, by the time we get up at the next day of vacation, I'm assuming the vacation. vacation is a couple days long.
I understand that point, okay. But I'm saying you just going to have to communicate before you get there. There's a lot of steps to get
even
from
if it's short the airport communication, you to gotta the rental. Communicate.
If I feel the, like,
look, even if y'all didn't get in a rental, if y'all get in a taxi or Uber, y'all maybe, I'm assuming y'all in another country.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're not going to leave. It's your wife, but you're going to be mad while you're there.
Where are we at again?
It's your wife. You out the country.
You're out the country?
Yeah, you out the country.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you out the country. You can't leave her, but you can be mad the whole time.
You ain't
going
to Arizona, you know.
Oh, I'll leave that. I'll leave her in Arizona.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
I would leave that bitch in Arizona so bad. You get your ass. You take your ass to.
That shit is so funny. Just seeing somebody
what's
mad.
Arizona City. Take your ass to Scottsdale.
Scottsdale? I think Scottsdale. Yes, Scottsdale. You can get back home.
You don't have to talk.
You got
to
talk. But
so like, when he said that, I'm like, when he said meet me there, I'm like, is he talking about on the plane or is he talking about at the resort? Because like.
This is the shit that I piss you off. By the time, let's say y'all were able to not speak the whole time. Okay. You just stewing and you're mad, but you're trying to come down. And so y'all make it all the way to the hotel without talking.
Yeah.
And then both y'all in bed sitting, and then all of a sudden you hear, baby, I'm getting hungry.
My ex made me so mad. I asked her for like hours one day why she was mad. I don't want to talk about it right now. I said, all right.
Yeah.
I came back later. I said, yo, I'm trying to talk about why you mad. She said, you should already know. I hate that. Stop saying that. I hate when women say, like, I know I shouldn't already know. I don't know. I can't read your mind. Cool.
You should know. You should be an X-Man.
So about 6 about 6 p.m. comes, and she's staying at my apartment. I say, look, I'm about to grab some food. Do you want some food?
Yeah.
She's like, yes. All right, when I come back, we can talk about what we need to talk about. I go get the food, come back. I don't feel like talking right now. I just want to eat. All right, cool. I got work in the morning. I lay down. I'm on my side. I'm rolled over. I'm almost to REM sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting comfortable. I feel her getting to bed. I feel the covers move. I feel it get all tucked. I hear one of these. In my mind, I said, I swear, one word from her, I'm going to explode.
You're going to meet me there.
I said, I'm going to explode. So I'm chilling. I said, please, God, let her go to sleep. She taps me. Immediately, like you said, blood pressure starts just rising. She taps me. Can we talk before? I don't want to go to bed angry.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I said, I've been trying to speak to you,
Lord Jesus,
all day.
Jesus Christ.
I wasn't ready. I said, well, I'm not ready either. I'm going to sleep. So you gonna go to sleep? Yes, I am. And then I try to roll back go to sleep and I hear the toss and turn. I said, you know what? I'm gonna sleep on the couch. I'm just gonna go sleep because I'm not doing it. I try to talk to you all day.
Where did this thought of, I don't know where women got this thought that don't go to sleep angry. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard on my life. Here's a counter argument. Sleep it off is literally a counter argument to not go to like sleep it off is a big.
I think it's on some people. I'd rather not go to bed angry.
Yeah, I don't want to go to bed angry.
I don't want to be with someone. We just have open communication.
But I don't want you to communicate with me after I've already asked you.
Yeah. See, in your situation, no, I'm going to sleep now.
I'm going to sleep.
You did your part.
Yeah,
but.
I'm going to sleep. Moral of the story is don't tell them to meet you there. Moral of the story, go with them.
Let people go to sleep when they want to sleep.
Let people go to sleep. That's all I'm saying.
Communicate. See, this is the thing, though. It's not all about communication because you could be in an argument and you have two different points and y'all mad at each other. And then she might want to. I'll get over it. Yeah. I just need to go sleep it off.
Okay.
So just leave me alone.
Communicate that. Say that.
Whatever. Sometimes that don't always work. Because then you'll hear, well, I just feel.
No! Before we go take a break, let's talk about this Joker controversy that you wanted to speak on with the movie. Because it comes out this week.
Joker comes out this week. And online, there's been a big. A controversy debate that. Joker is going to incite violence or is going to promote violence as a movie or whatever. And
but that trailer doesn't look violent at all. It's more him just talking and laughing.
It don't look violent. But I guess the
I guess the thought of.
Did they not see John Wick 3?
Yo, that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, nobody's complaining when this man is murdering 400 people with books.
Books and knives.
This man is killing people with books, and I ain't talking about knowledge. This man is killing people with books.
Yeah. But what's the main argument about Joker?
They're saying that, because a lot of people feel like this movie, and this is the funnier thing, the movie's not even out.
Yeah,
there's only a select handful of people that got to see this movie, but people, the internet just went wild, took it over and said, "Oh, this movie is gonna incite violence because right now there's a very popular group called the Good Boys. No, not the Good Boys. The Proud Boys, I believe, something like that. That are like in different white nationalist groups. Yeah, I don't even think they consider themselves a white nationalist group, but they're different groups of." White men that feel suppressed and now they're trying to rise up like some Fight Club type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fighting and they're like, we will stand up to the... So they feel like fighting Joker...
Other people are fighting amongst themselves like actual Fight Club.
No, they're fighting other people. There's like other groups too that they might... Like the far left, far right. You got Antifa, all these other ones. Yeah, so they're
That's
always
a weed strain?
Smoking it on Antifa. but yeah, so they're trying to... I think they're trying to correlate the two. That Joker, but Fight Club came out years back, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same type of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I don't get their
point.
It's
only crazy.
I don't see
like,
that.
It's not
so much
movies
everywhere.
That caused violence. Yeah, it's not video games. It's crazy people.
But think about it, it's been white men without makeup running around for years doing.
Yeah.
So what we
Ted Bundy
about,
was around before the Joker. I'm
still missing the main point of what they're arguing.
I guess
it can't
they
be
feel
violence.
Like it's
it can't be
something.
Violence. I need something.
No, it's
else.
Saying that it's going to spark violence, an uproar of people coming. Because the Joker seems to be about more than just the Joker pulling off tricks. It seems to
it's
be.
It's been over. It,
and this is the thing: we judging it by the trailers and not the movie. Nobody's seen the movie. So
it's been over
what
200
did people that seen the movie saying?
It's a fantastic movie.
It's been over 200 something mass shooters. This movie ain't like.
This movie ain't caused. The Matrix ain't caused them.
That'll make sense.
But yeah, so people just need to get over that. Just really look at all the movies. Like, all literally, like 90% of the movies we watch have violence in
Yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like killing all types
TV
of people.
Shows,
yeah. TV shows. TV shows, all that. So
I watched Power last night and someone got killed. It didn't make me want to go kill someone.
No.
Right, exactly.
It's a show.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back to these Patreon fan questions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fellas, listen, I know you're tired of being Bush League, all right? So get that bush and trim it up now with Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com and make sure you get your trimmer. Get down there. I know you're tired of itching. I know you're tired of feeling all types of ways. Make it a smooth transition. Get down there. They got the clippers with the no-nick technology. We got ball deodorant. Listen, we even got pH balance spray because you don't want to smell bad because you got spray on afterwards. So if you want a landing strip, if you want to carve your name into it, make it pretty for you, ladies. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, if you listen to this, you want to get some for your fellas, Manscaped.com is one of the best products when it comes to shaving, when it comes to getting things right below the area, below the belt. Make sure the balls are smooth, everything is clean, and you're going to have a good holiday. So for the holidays, even before the holidays, go ahead and order you a Manscaped.com package. And you can use our discount code, which is DORM, D-O-R-M. Get 20% off of your package. So you can fix your package and make sure everything feels good down there. We got people. Hey, man, you liked it. Emmanuel liked it.
You know what I'm saying? I gave myself a little manding strip.
A little manding strip. I see what you did there. See what you did there. I gave myself a manzillion, nice and bald and free-flowing. So make sure if you want to get that nice package, you go and log on to manscaped.com. Use the discount code DORM for your 20% discount. Thank you very much.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, guys, let's get to these Patreon fan questions. Remember, if you want to submit questions, log on to our patreon.com/comedytraphouse, and you can be a part of the Patreon community with us and get your questions answered.
Kyrie Sonny Porter, what's going on, guys? So I have a quick question. Me and my friend of mine got into a debate over whether or not Wendy's is a burger spot. She said it wasn't because they have other sandwiches other than burgers. But I was saying it is because they specialize in burgers. It would be nice if you two can settle this dispute. It's a burger joint.
It's a burger joint. Yeah,
it started out as burgers. I read his whole autobiography because I had two in high school. Yeah. Started off with burgers, and a lot of other burger joints have other sandwiches.
So go to your friend. King, go to your friend and say, ha ha.
Yeah.
Was it good? Was it a good book?
Yeah, it actually was. This story is really good.
What's the name again? Dan? Or
I can't remember, honestly. I can't remember. But his daughter was Wendy.
Yeah, that's what he named it.
Gotcha. That's cute.
Sierra, how do you know for sure what you should be putting your energy into? Of course, you have your crafts and hobbies, new and old, but how do you really analyze what you should be giving your time and energy into? If it's beneficial to you, I would assume, right? What is an example from a personal experiences you all can share?
Well, dormtainment. I mean, what are you doing? Is it making you happy? Is it, what's the emotion that whatever you're doing is provoking you? Like with dormtainment, we, you know, put a few videos on Facebook. We was like, oh, okay, this is fun, and we getting some views, and then we was like, all right, we could do this. Everybody was creative, and then we just kind of rolled from, and we had a passion for creating. So I feel like that's, you just got to look at whichever one of the hobbies or things is making you happy or making you feel a certain way.
Yeah, just look at yours. I have this thing about like a survive and thrive threshold, which is kind of like a look at basically when you want to do something or when you're trying to figure out life, sometimes you got to figure out what are the tools and things that's going to take you to survive, and then what are the things you have to do that's going to help you thrive. And you kind of have to have a little bit of a balance of those things to execute whatever you got to do. So, you know, Yeah, that's a little bit of my two cents.
Tyler Afro Lady Thomas. Hey, guys. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you for your advice you gave me last week. Anywho, my question this week are, knowing that the year is going into the last 3 months, what is something you are proud of that you have done this year? And what is something you hope to accomplish before this year is over? Oh, and Cam, I'm not sure if I typed it wrong, my apologies, or not, but it's companionship. If I wanted to date again, it would only be for companionship, or other words, for someone just to be by my side. Okay, so her first two questions, what's something you accomplished this year that you're proud of, and what's something you hope to accomplish before the year is over?
Room noise and boss talk for me. Those are two things that, because boss talk kind of came out of the blue, both of them kind of came out the blue, and that's how we know we was on the right path with it. So I feel like I'm really proud of those two things. I don't know if there's anything else you guys got.
I finished a script recently called Build a Man. I want to tell you all about it, but
is
I don't
that
know
about an automated messenger?
One man's journey to be an automated voice.
And what do you? Oh, my bad. You didn't answer the second
the
one.
The second part is what?
What do you hope to accomplish for the years over?
Oh, I just got. I want to finish the three books that I said, and I want to put together the Boss Talk ebook. So yeah.
Yeah, I finished Build a Man, a script, and a what's the other question?
And what you looking you forward
hope
to
accomplish
or hope
before
to
the year's over?
Before the year's over,
trying to get more ass,
like obtain ass or get ass myself.
Yourself, you know. You said you've been going up and down on your thick journey.
I could probably use a little less ass right now. But
you're a biker. You may want the ass.
Yeah, it needs something to cushion. Yeah. I am also extremely proud of how Room Noise is coming out too. I really enjoy doing that. One thing I hope to accomplish is get our show popping. A show we're working on, which I can't say too much about, but hope they get that on and popping.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next question, Shabazz, Benyu, what up, DT fam? Been a fan for a minute. I still think sit your racially ambiguous ass down for Boyfriend Witness Protection Agency is one of the funniest jokes y'all did. I decided to become a patron after the Hot Girl Summer skits and Antonio Brown tapes. I lost it when Rowan would do the fake stutter steps. I wanted to play my part in supporting you guys because y'all need to be in movies, on TV, writing for other comics, radio, something. Too much talent.
Thanks.
Also appreciate the podcast. I'm looking forward to Room Noise. Anyway, enough of the D-ride, and my question is about superheroes. I saw a video that had Avengers versus Justice League. It pretty much said the Avengers will win, but I don't believe it. They had whack-ass matchups. Here's my list of one versus one battles. Who y'all got? Superman versus Hulk.
I'm going to have to go fucking Superman, because
I feel like Superman will just the thing. I think Hulk might be a little could get stronger. I don't know, man. They make Superman into a god.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I feel like Superman just
I would
pick
want Hulk
up.
Win.
The worst thing, first thing first, Superman would pick Hulk up and just drop him in the sun.
Right.
Like honestly, I just feel like he'll just
Wonder Woman versus Thor.
I think Thor got that.
Don't be laughing out there, Sue. What you got, Sue? Wonder Woman? She's like, yeah.
Sue, I hate to break it to you. I think this lady might lose
this
fight.
Yeah, I think Thor going to have that one.
Martian Manhunter versus Vision.
She'll be Thor after that.
That's funny. That's funny.
Martian Manhunter versus Vision.
Give me
Martian.
They have very similar traits. Give me Vision. See, you know, Martian Manhunter, his weakness is fire.
Okay.
He's gonna die.
Okay, well, yeah,
it's so easy to just burn him.
That was Freddy Krueger's weakness. Ooh.
Doctor
Fate versus Doctor Strange.
I'm gonna go Strange.
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Fate, just to be different.
Cyborg versus Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Green Arrow versus Hawkeye.
Green Arrow.
Black Canary versus Black Widow. I don't know who Black Canary is, but I'm pulling for that person.
Yeah, Black Canary got some power.
Black Canary.
Let's go Black Canary.
That sounds like a sports car.
Batman versus Captain America or Black Panther.
Well, you already know I'm going with everybody else except Batman.
Going with Batman. Batman
probably
gonna figure it
probably
out.
Captain America and Black Panther.
Batman gonna figure it out.
Because he's not beating either one of them.
Supergirl versus Captain Marvel.
Probably Captain Marvel.
Yeah, probably. Captain Marvel's just hot right now.
Yeah.
Green Lantern versus Scarlet Witch.
I don't know. I'm gonna say Scarlet Witch. She's a mutant.
And the last one, Flash versus Quicksilver.
Flash.
Yeah, Flash. And for the racially ambiguous joke, I got to shout out my homie Alex. He gave me that joke. That was a great joke.
What?
Oh. And that's good.
All right, Russell Miller, is there anything stopping you guys from going completely plant-based?
Funds.
No, honestly, I think
funds and fun.
Look, I really love seafood.
Yeah.
And right now in my life, I don't know if I'm ready to give up octopus, crab, fish.
I'm not at that point yet.
Lobster, all of that. But the way I could see myself going completely plant-based, say if you have a wife that just who loves to cook or is a chef and makes all the meals and she wants to be plant-based. Because there's a lot of great plant-based meals. Yeah. You know, if you making it in a way it is that good, I can completely go that way.
I can go that way, but I do believe even if I was to go completely plant-based, it still wouldn't be completely plant-based because when I travel, I'm going to eat seafood. Like I would be completely plant-based in United States, and when I traveled outside, I would eat seafood. Like I think that's the route I would go because I don't see me not eating seafood the rest of my life. I just don't see that happening.
You go to the doctor, you will die if you don't stop eating seafood.
I will stop tomorrow.
Good deterrent.
Brianne, tips on being disciplined. Also, do you think social media breaks help? Have you taken one? If so, did you find yourself missing it?
Yeah, I just took one from May to August, and I was fine. Honestly, it once you get past the feeling the need to have to go to the app, it's honestly you like, oh, life happens. So I mean, but I think it's good to take those breaks because we're on our phones a lot. And if you feel like you're on your phone a lot, then you don't even have to go extreme. I'm always going extreme. That's the Aries trait in me. I'm always putting myself through challenges. So you can literally do a 3-day break. You can do a week. You can do one day. Like so, start off small and then see how you feel. Yeah.
Jordan Moreland, what's up, DT? What were one of the first jobs you guys had during or / right after school? Did you get a hookup through someone or did you search on your own? With no job background, was it considerably more difficult?
I might be Jamaican because I had a bunch.
Yeah.
I had a bunch until I landed my call center job and I was there for like 2 years. But other than that, I was bouncing around everywhere and I couldn't stay in one space.
My first job, I could never have a job during high school because I was played too many sports. I just had no time. Mm-hmm. But after my senior year, it was the first time I got jobs because I decided that year, after football season, I'm not doing track.
Oh, he meant after high school? I thought he was talking about after college.
Oh, he meant after.
I feel like he thought he.
Yeah, I thought he meant college.
What did he say? What were the first jobs you guys? Oh, okay. Well, after school, I went straight into my career.
Yeah, that was
job,
great. Yeah,
so,
Cam, that was a blessing. Yeah.
Cam is one of the only people I know that actually use the, you know, a lot of these schools like offer help with occupation, like they have their occupation center.
Like getting jobs and shit.
Yeah, they help you find jobs and all that. You actually work with that person.
And it worked. And you know what's funny? The main thing he would say, you won't believe how many people don't come. He said, you know who I hear from? The parents. And they say, why does my kid not have a job? And then he say, I love when I get those calls. I'm like, did Susie tell you that I emailed her dozens of times, that she never came in, that she never did anything I said? And he said, every time the parents go quiet.
Yeah. Because,
and there's nothing they can say.
Because it's Susie's fault.
So Susie. I went in there. I'm like, I'm going to use this resource. I'm paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm like, let me talk. He told me, go to this job fair. Don't talk to anyone but this company because this is the only company that got what you going to do. And I talked to that company. I charmed them. Got an interview. Got the job.
Yeah, Sue. You gotta use these people, Sue.
Susie, are you riding?
But
do
also
you have a job?
I almost had a job at Cam's job and
oh,
that would have
been
I was this close, but I think what the buddy ended up coming back.
The only reason you didn't get it because there was another guy who used to work there
and he
just got laid off and he came to see if there was any. So Eric was like, I loved Rome, but he's like, I don't have to train Billy.
Yeah, which makes sense.
He just steps in. He knows what to do. So
it would have been wild. I
would have been ignorant. We wouldn't have been the word. That would have been ignorant. Ignorant. But yeah. But that's how you use your resources. I got you the interview. Yeah. So. Bilal the singer. What's good, bros? Hope all is well.
Yo.
Don't have a question this week, just shout outs and appreciations. I caught up with all the Room Noise episodes, and I have to say I'm never disappointed with y'all content. Cam is still top lyricist, but I can hear Emmanuel's coming in a close second. Make DMV proud. Keep it up, make guys. DMV. This gets me through that midweek hump. Also, shout out to Nakia, Cam, my fellow Eastern High fam and Comedy Trap House occupant. I started my new role in DCPS and met a fellow Dormtainment fan. Small world.
Nice.
Cool.
Bilal, shout out.
Young Bilal.
Shout out to the fan that's with you, too.
Okay. Bilal bought me a nice drink in D.C.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. He got dreads?
Bilal, did you have dreads? I don't think he – did he have dreads?
Yeah, no, I don't think he had dreads.
Did he have, I couldn't
remember. I think I seen him on your story. It's not uncommon for D.C.
maybe he didn't have dreads. I can't remember right now, but yeah.
Queen of Hearts, you mentioned if Tupac came back, how things would be and how the hype may die after a while. That topic made me start thinking about Aaliyah, how her death changed different things, almost like a butterfly effect. If Aaliyah never passed, would she still be married to R. Kelly? Or would she have ended up like other relationships? Would she evolve her music with generation like Beyonce and Mariah Carey? Or would she fizzle out like Maya and Ashanti? What do y'all think? And last, I would also like to know if you have a P.O. box for fans that would like to send gifts. I may personalize crochet products, and I would love to send you all something for wintertime.
God bless.
We don't have a P.O. box, but we need to set up one again.
Yeah, we do.
But back to the question.
If
she never passed, would she still be with R. Kelly? I don't think so, because before she passed, I think that was done, as far as I know.
She hadn't been married to R. Kelly since she was 15.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Fucking
this. And then say, would she evolve her music with generation like Beyonce and Mariah Carey, or would she fizzle out like Maya and Ashanti?
I've had this talk with somebody before. They was like, if Leah was here, none of these people. I was like, y'all gotta stop that. Like, yeah, she would have been here. She'd been doing a thing, but these people still be here.
The only one I question that's so similar to Ciara.
That would be the only one.
The only one I could, because I feel like Ciara kind of filled that void a little bit
with the girl, young girl.
Kind of fun music, nice R&B.
And I think
cool,
she would have been wildly successful. I think she would have killed movies too. She would have kept, I think she would have been doing all that stuff. But
she was beautiful.
But I don't think that it would have changed too much of the music landscape, to be honest with you.
I feel like she would be Ciara.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
She would be like at least as big as her, known as her, as the longevity.
But Aaliyah had range too. She had the love songs, and she had the more poppy dance songs. She had like a wide variety of different type of sounds. Yeah. So it wasn't like she was stuck in this one sound. Yeah. So I believe she would have been out here.
She might have dropped a couple duds too.
Yeah. I mean,
but she would have came out with some more hits.
But Beyonce would have been here. It'd been,
That's a different category.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Now, you ain't stopping that force. That's a force. Beyonce is coming regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
The Patriots.
Oh, God.
All right, we got a couple more. Stacey Thomas, you guys have probably noticed that as you get older, your taste buds change. So what were some foods that you loved when you were a kid that you currently don't like to eat anymore? And what are some foods that you now enjoy eating as an adult but hated to eat when you were a child? It's all the opposite for me. I was real picky when I was a child. And less picky now. A lot of things I hated as a child, I'll eat now.
I'm less picky now. The most popular one for me was bananas. I hated bananas when I was younger. I hated bananas. So banana everything I hated. And now I fucking love bananas. I just ate one before we left the house.
You like banana pudding?
Oh my God, yes.
And, but you didn't like it when
I didn't like nothing banana when I was a child.
You have to have lollies because Chaz is I'm fiend for her with the vanilla wafers in there she put. That's
fire.
Good.
Give me that.
I know one of the ones that come to my mind is funny was tuna. I remember one time I'm used to my mom cooking breakfast. She had to work one weekend, so my dad cooked breakfast, and Chaz had a friend sleeping over, so he cooked breakfast for all three of us. And this man made grits and tuna, steamed tuna, real island breakfast. Mm-hmm. I wasn't used to island breakfast at six, I think I was like seven. So I came out there, I'm like, where the sausage and bacon? My dad like, we ain't got that, but eat the tuna. I don't want the tuna. Then he got us up. Then go back to bed if you ain't gonna eat it. So I got up, I went back to bed. And then I was in my bed crying because I was hungry. And they, Chaz and his friend out there eating. But then when my mom came, she cooked me breakfast.
Oh, yeah, mama had that.
Breakfast. Larry. But now, I love tuna. Yeah, I'll eat the steamed tuna. Yeah, I'll eat all that.
Yeah.
I love island food.
I never was picky, so I don't really have.
Nothing that you just like didn't like. That
I remember
you liked,
I used to not like beets.
Oh, I hated beets. I still hate beets.
I can eat beets when it's mixed.
I've had
in
it prepared
with
some other stuff, and yeah, it's been good now. But I mean, I don't know. I've always been like, I've been cooking since I was six.
Beets just make you poop red.
My dad
scary.
Loved beets. I've tried it at every stage when I was young, a teenager, and as an adult.
I'm warning anybody now: if you eat just pure beet juice, your poop is going to be red. Suwu poop.
Oh, yeah. You woke up and thought you had a bug.
Yeah, no, I almost called the hospital.
All right. Jesse Jack. Hey, DT fan. What's going on?
What up?
What song or album would you have loved to be in the studio for when it was made? For me, it would be when Stevie Wonder made Songs in the Key of Life.
Ooh.
When Just Blaze made the beat for Show Me What You Got. Ooh. For Jay-Z.
That's a good one.
And when Zaytoven made the Half a Brick beat for
that's
Gucci
funny.
And OJ,
that's
to
hilarious.
Name a few.
That's funny. That's a good one. I know for sure. Well, I got to experience kind of that when Drummer Boy was making Put On for Jeezy. When I was working at Doppler, and I just remember it started with the doo 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 doo, and I was like, who is in there making that? And then he brought everything in. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't know who that's for, but that's crazy. But then Jeezy got in, I was like, that's a solid, solid song. So I was there for that, but I'm trying to think of one that I just would. You know what? I ain't gonna lie. For Pac's verse in California.
I knew you were gonna say
California.
Yeah, I was gonna say, no, I was gonna say that beat. I would love to be there while Dr. Dre is making California Love. Woo!
Because he come in ready.
And that's the best part of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
When you in the theater in Nash Park, come on, they show him, he was ready. So I feel you on that.
What else? I'm trying to think of one other one now. Think of possibly, I was thinking, I ain't gonna lie, Dirty Diana and that guitar. That's a beautiful. It's so many.
But maybe old school wise, like the Gap Band Outstanding.
Yeah.
Seeing how they did that. Oh, what's the one we?
Fantastic Voyage. Do I Did It? Oh yeah, that was that crazy Gap Band song.
That's
after Roger. Yeah.
And then even I don't know why it's coming to my mind. The Cool in the Gang.
Summertime. Woo!
I would just want to hear how like. Imagine when you first heard that, when they added I don't know if that came first or not, but say if that came last. Once you heard that, it was like, say if someone's in there, something's missing. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, man, this is great.
Oh,
and then you hear
I would like to be in some, like, experience something from the Beatles just because they were such a... I would like to see the process, like, just because I'm not a Beatles fan per se, but I wouldn't mind seeing
another
the process.
Beat I would want to be there for Spodeyodi Dopealicious.
Oh,
because
was,
when
was,
them horns,
cool.
cool.
Yeah.
Oh man, come on.
You know, James Brown too.
Oh, James, like,
Pick Up the Pieces, probably.
Pizza.
Rick James.
What's the one? Ooh, dum 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 dum.
The Boss. The Boss.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're talking about that one.
No, not getting that. Dum dum dum.
Yeah, I know. I just can't think of the name.
Ooh.
Solid.
Classic Cudi. What's goody with Hope All Is Well? Have y'all thought about redoing or doing another Halloween special? I personally would love another one. Stay positive. Good vibes. Bless up.
Yeah, we always think about it, but we just got to do it. I feel like Halloween rolls on us every year so fast.
We're going through Atlanta during.
Yeah, we're going through Atlanta.
We'll be in Atlanta. Should we say that? We're going to be in Atlanta
on
the 28th?
I'm trying to do a Boss Talk meetup or something. I'm trying to see how many people we got that listen to Boss Talk on who live in Atlanta.
That'd be dope.
Trying to see. It may be too cold for a picnic. I want to do like a picnic.
Maybe we can go do it like a. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Jade. Hey, DT fam. New member here, but have been a fan since the beginning. The swine flu video will always be my favorite. Sheesh.
Oh, you really
a
fan.
She a real fan.
You a real fan.
Cam saying, swine flu has been stuck in my head for 10 years. Anywho, my question is, what is the first alcoholic beverage y'all ever got drunk off of? Not just a buzz, but drunk. Mine was Raspberry Ivana Bitch my freshman year. Oh, I remember that. My freshman year of college. I was so drunk, I threw up on the floor in my dorm room and fell asleep at the toilet in our bathroom. I've been there. It was community-style bathroom. Oh, love y'all forever and have an amazing week. First thing I ever got drunk off was whiskey with my dad. The first thing I ever got drunk off of was whiskey with my dad.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it was... Damn, that's a tough one. It was probably either vodka or tequila. I don't know why. One, I know this wasn't the first time, but I remember really getting fucked up the time we went to a strip club in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I forgot what club it was, but somebody.
What day was it? I can tell you.
I just remember being drunk and walking past the stage and being.
Just in another world.
It's probably pinups, Sundays.
Oh yeah, I think it was with
Touch and Bus.
Shout out to Touch and Bus.
Wherever you are,
I always think about her every couple months.
That is a stripper's name for y'all that don't.
Touch
know.
And Bus.
That's the first time I ever fell in love with a stripper. I think about her every 3 months.
Hilarious.
Touch every quarter, bus. I think about her.
That's a beautiful name. Undecided Podcast. Sup, y'all? Do y'all have any guilty pleasures and/or things you shouldn't laugh at? For example, me and my friends often laugh at the show 13 Reasons Why. If you have never heard of it, it's about a girl who commits suicide. The subject matter is dark, but we come up with the darkest, funniest jokes from it. Yeah, man. I mean, I think we all got guilty pleasure. Like when old people fall, dog. I think that's some of the funniest shit ever. I don't care how old they are. It's just so funny to me, and I shouldn't laugh at it because they might really be hurt. It's funny. I'm sorry, but it's a bunch of dark stuff that we talk about off podcast that we laugh at.
For me, it's watching First 48 because it's such an incredible show. But the sad part is someone has to die for it to air. Mm-hmm. So like that's the sad part. Like someone has to die for me to enjoy this content. But it's so good. Yeah. And I'll sit there and just watch marathons of it.
I laugh at people with deep speech impediments, and I shouldn't. Like extra stuttering, like when I watched the movie It, and Buddy had that went to stuttering at the beginning. I was like, dog, this is funny, and I was like, I shouldn't laugh at this.
I usually get in trouble for shit I just laugh at in real life because I've watched the other day. My girl was telling me about, I guess this was a story that went trending about this couple, a black girl and a white guy. Mm-hmm. They went on vacation. And this guy decided to propose to her.
Oh yeah,
and they
I saw
were
that
in an underwater hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And he decided to dive. It's 30 feet below water, so he decided to dive, no wetsuit,
with
nothing.
We seen
dive
that, yeah.
Underwater and hold up a note to their hotel room window.
Yeah.
That said, I can't hold my breath long enough for you to say I love. I'm paraphrasing, but for you to marry me.
Yeah, yeah.
He ended up dying.
Yeah, he ended up dying.
I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna lie. I laughed to my
sorry.
First. I was like,
but the fact that it said, "I can't hold my breath long enough to say, will you marry me?" And he said, "Hold on." You see him in the video.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Hold on." One second. Starts swimming. Apparently, he died. He couldn't even make it back.
But here's the
top.
Thing that didn't make
he
sense.
Died.
There was no type of breathing that breath. Like, it was, I was like, "What?
What? Why would you do that?
Why would you? Why would there not be any type of suit on? Like, nothing?
Why wouldn't you call somebody? Hey, come watch me. I'm about to go." 30 feet underwater. Stay here if it takes me too long. Come get me.
Give me a mask. Give me something. Like,
I know he didn't die immediately while he was going to the top.
Honestly, it doesn't make me laugh, but I would have just hire a diver to do it so you can be inside and you see it and then you propose.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot of questions I had.
You
I was like
shaking, holding up the note, knowing he running out of air, and I'm just, I kind of laugh. And I'm,
I mean, you know,
I,
everybody
I'm sorry,
has
it. But there's irony. In real life, so.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Hey, guys. This is for Kaylin Castleman. Hey, guys. My question is she said Emmanuel, but it's Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Will we ever hear the story about how Tristina almost ruined your relationship? You guys kind of spoke on an episode about the YouTube event you all went to, but never finished the story. Y'all probably not going to hear it.
I got yelled at by Tristina and other people, so I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah. I'm on Emmanuel's side on that one. Chris Hinton II. Good energy, DT. What are your thoughts on Mike Posner's Walk Across America? I think it would be cool to see a Boss Walk collab when he hits Venice Beach. Oh, I didn't know nothing
about
him.
He looks like Forrest Gump right now.
He's walking across America.
Yeah, he's doing something because he's been on this thing talking about how like he was very unhappy in the music industry. All these things happen. So he decided to do something. I don't know the full thing. Yeah. I remember reading it, but I can't remember. Remember we used to really, me and you really like
the jacket guy.
Remember he had that first song and it was freezing in the hotel. Yeah, and then Big Sean was friends with him.
Yes, he went to Duke or something like
that.
That's why he's depressed.
But he looked like Forrest Gump, right? Huge beard. He losing hair. He looks different. You have to look into it.
Yeah, that's what, like, anybody that's a Duke fan out there, this, if you want to be stressed out, once he let go of that team and that school, his life got better.
So y'all not doing the ball talk then?
No, he don't go there no more. We can do it. Okay. Isaiah Taylor, how old were you when you had your first girlfriend? Sheesh.
Man, I tried to have my first girlfriend when I was, like, 5.
Yeah, probably, like, 5.
Because I'd never forget her name was Autumn. And I was so in love with Autumn. And I used to go to her. I said, can you be my girlfriend? She looked at me and said, no.
Black girl?
She was black.
Black girl?
She was black. She was nice, too.
And then I think my first girlfriend was white.
I could see that.
Mary Alice Clark, I think. Yeah. She was real white. But everybody wanted her.
Oh, your first girlfriend was white?
I think so, yeah.
You going to be a black revolutionist.
It was a case study.
If you're taking it that far back, I had a lot of girlfriends in elementary.
I mean, yeah, elementary.
And in middle school. But if you're talking about real, real relationship, 18.
She ain't fuck with me.
18, if you're talking about real. But if you're just talking about all the ones before in middle school, I had plenty.
Those aren't real. I feel like elementary.
Yeah, I don't really count girlfriends, until I was in college.
So 18.
18, yeah. Big Kurt. He sounded like hang out with Big Crit. What's good, DT fam? Man, I finally made the leap and joined y'all's Patreon. I really appreciate the work that y'all put in. The suggestion of episodes was spot on and much needed. Mm-hmm. I've been watching y'all YouTube channel since Ass on the Internet and just recently started listening to the cast last year and been kicking myself for not listening sooner. I got some catching up to do. On to my questions. Are any of y'all sneakerheads?
No.
No.
Not really.
I don't recall hearing you all talking about shoes, but was curious as to what sneaker is your all-time fave. I'm being honest with you.
I can talk about that.
Oh, what's your all-time fave?
I'm finish the question. Okay. Though.
Do you have a story that ties into your love for your favorite sneaker? Keep doing what you're doing. Much love. Oh, P.S. The Room Noise episodes are fire. Y'all need to do a Facebook Live or Instagram Live episode to have y'all fans give y'all suggestions for the Room Noise topic. We will be doing that next season.
Some of my favorite sneakers would be the Deion Sanders. They changed the name now, but mm-hmm. you know, the stripe ones look like zebra stripes mm-hmm. or claw stripes. Them. The other ones, he had another one. I forgot the name of them. I think it was called the Diamond Turf something.
Yeah.
I love those.
Who, Deion?
Both, yeah. Two of the Deion shoes I really love. And then Barry Sanders had a shoe too. And it was like made for turf because, you know, Detroit Lions played on turf, so the bottom of it was real. It had great grip. Mm-hmm. And I had those in elementary, so those three were my favorite shoes.
I can tell you some trash shoes I had, some Buffalinos.
Oh, we used to do Buffalinos.
Buffalino boots.
And Hush Puppies. We used to do Buffalinos and Hush Puppies.
It just looked like a big-ass potato on my foot.
Well, your foot did.
That's what I'm saying. My foot big. It was a trash shoe. I honestly have a favorite sneaker. I got my first pair of Jordans at 26 years old, 27. Whenever we went to D.C. that time, that was my first pair of Jordans.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You remember you went to the privileged school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to the rich school.
Both of y'all got all the J's. I never had a pair of J's.
Yeah, I was going to say, because kids that went to poor schools didn't have
Jordans. Everyone.
Yes, they did.
And all of them had Jordans.
Yeah, yes, they did.
They definitely did.
Yes, they did.
All of them.
They found a way.
That's what I was saying.
And you be like, I don't know how you getting these Jordans, because how?
But in college, he had a bunch of Jordans he brought with him.
I had three. But
that's a lot.
But I was hustling for mine. I sold T-shirts.
Your T-shirts was trash,
I worked
huh?
at Best Buy. No, my T-shirts were fire. Oh. I even made Jordan T-shirts. But anyway.
You made Jordan T-shirts.
He should have sued you.
Yeah, he probably should have. But Jordan's 11, 12, and 13, I think. I like my favorite sneakers. And then also, shout out to, I think, Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
I think they call them
Pennies.
I thought you were talking about JC.
No, but they
call them phone posits. I don't like those.
Yeah,
I never liked those.
They changed. No, but when they first came out back in the day, when they were just known as the pennies, I was like, I love these shits. These are fire.
But I did like Penny. You know, it's like one throwback jersey I still want. I love them old Magic.
Oh, the Magic,
With the striped pinstripes. But I would say if you a sneakerhead, there's this show on Netflix called Abstract where they just go, it's a different story about a different type of artist. Them shits, those episodes are so good, and they did one on a sneak, the dude who made all the Jordans. So he was responsible for all the Jordans, like 1 through 13 or 15 or something like that. Great story. Go watch that episode, season one of Abstract, the sneaker episode, if you love sneakers.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Boss. I said the Boss of the Comedy Trap House. And if you want to, make sure you go to Patreon, and then you can tune into Boss Talk and submit your questions. Thank you guys always for listening to us.
And wait, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to see the full video episodes.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/comedytraphouse. Get those videos.
And make sure you check out Room Noise. Our fantastic show on Dormtainment.
Finale this week.
Y'all might get a bonus.
We don't know yet.
Album coming soon. And we will be dropping. We will be asking for your fan submitted topics for next season.
Thank you guys, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.